Today we continue on this journey to Jerusalem, just a few weeks left now, only 2 weeks left. And today we turn to Luke chapter 18 to hear these words that Luke remembers. Words that were hard to hear the first time, and I contend to you, hard to hear even today. Let us ask for God's help in our hearing. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak again through these ancient words. May they be for us words of hope, words of challenge, words of encouragement, and words of courage. Give us ears to hear and hearts to follow. Amen. Luke remembers this story. Then Jesus took the 12 aside and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be handed over to the Gentiles, and he will be mocked and insulted and spat upon. And after they have flogged him, they will kill him. And on the third day, he will rise again." But they understood nothing about all these things. In fact, what he said was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. For the Word of God among us, for the Word of God within us, for the Word of God in Scripture, thanks be to God. The hardest mile. Here we are on our journey to Jerusalem. You see the red line there. As of this morning, about 4,000 miles out of the 6,150 miles. The hardest mile. Now, I must confess to you that I am not a runner. I have long swore the only reason I ever run is somebody's chasing me. The hardest mile. So I asked some folks, some friends of mine that are runners, did a little online research and looked up, what do marathon runners say is the hardest mile? And the consensus seems to be not what I thought. See, I would have thought that it was that last few miles when the body is just about given out and you have to push through to the end. But that's not what they said. It was surprising to me. The consensus from the survey of folks that I did, they said that it's actually the first few miles. For you see, if you don't pace yourself, you can't possibly have the energy to make it. That if you come out of the starting line too fast, with too much adrenaline, going too hard, you'll never make the finish line. That first mile is when your muscles are warming up and trying to get used to this enduring that you're putting them through, this energy that's required. The first mile, they said, is the hardest mile. That's not what I expected. It's not what I thought at all. Jesus tells his disciples, "Pay attention, behold, look, we are going up to Jerusalem. And everything that has been written about the Son of Man is going to be accomplished. It's not what they expected. For they knew the prophets, they knew about the king that would sit on David's throne. They knew that he would be called the Holy One, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. They knew the prophets' voices. That he would be exalted and lifted up, the King of Glory. And he is. But not in the way they expected. The hardest mile. They didn't understand. For they didn't understand that the throne upon which Christ would sit, were high and lifted up, would be a cross where he would be crucified. They didn't understand that his might and power would come from suffering and death. They didn't understand that God's strongest word spoken into the world would be suffering love. They didn't understand that the good news, the redemption of Israel and indeed all the world, that which the prophets and all God's people have longed for, have prayed for, have waited for, would come after 3 days in a tomb. They didn't understand. We're going up to Jerusalem. You see, my friends, this journey to Jerusalem is uphill all the way. Quite literally, the journey to Jerusalem, if you were to go to Israel today, Jerusalem, the great city, sits on the top of a hill. No matter what side you approach it from, you have to go from the valley uphill. It is quite literally an uphill journey. Indeed, there's a whole section of Psalms called the Psalms of Ascent, the Psalms for going up, prayers and songs, a journeyman's task to be sung on the way up. We're going up to Jerusalem. It's an uphill journey. It's uphill because it's hard. The disciples will face hard news and will tell that story next Sunday. It will be a story of suffering. It will be a story of betrayal. It will be a story of denial. And no, not even one will stand by our Lord. Indeed, when he makes it to the top, when he makes it to the hill called Calvary, when he makes it to the peak of the pinnacle of the cross, who will be at his side? Two common thieves. It's an uphill journey. It's a hard mile. Just 2 weeks left. 2 weeks left to make our way to Jerusalem, to make our way on the Via Dolorosa, the way of pain, the way of suffering. If you you've followed my prayer blog this week, you know I've asked this question and I still don't have a satisfactory answer. Why, oh Lord, why did you have to suffer? Oh, sure, I've read all the theories of atonement. I've read the book of Hebrews and I know all the stuff and I can spit out the theology. But why? Does my salvation really come through suffering and death? And the longer I reflect on that question, the more I'm certain of the answer. Salvation comes not in death, but in resurrection. For if Jesus had only suffered and died, He was a man, a good man, who had a really bad day. If there is no Easter story, if there is no resurrection hope, if there is no Alleluia on Sunday morning, then there is no salvation. For God's story is always death and resurrection. In Sunday worship, it's always sin and forgiveness. The hardest mile on our journey to Jerusalem may be those silent days between the cross and the empty tomb while we wait and God seems silent. Behold, we're going up to Jerusalem. And everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be fulfilled. He will be handed over to the Gentiles. He will be mocked and insulted, spat upon and flogged, and they will kill Him. And on the third day, He will rise again. But they didn't understand these things. In fact, the things that Jesus had said were hidden from them. They could not grasp what He said. It's a hard mile. The road to the top of the hill. Will we fully understand the cross without the empty tomb? It's uphill all the way. It's a journey worth taking. So I'm reminded of what the writer of Hebrews said. Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off the sin and all the things that weigh us down, and let us run the race that is set before with our eyes fixed on the One who is the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, Jesus Christ. Let us run that uphill road that's set before us. It's a hard mile. It's a mile of suffering. A mile of pain. But it ends in Alleluia and glory to God in the highest. Amen. As the people of God, let us pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, You lead the way. You go before us, showing us every step. It's an uphill journey. It's a hard road. It's a road that leads to suffering and pain, things we'd rather not deal with. Oh God, make us aware of the pain around us. May we see it in the eyes of the poor and the hungry, the eyes of the sick and the suffering, the eyes of the lonely and lost. And may we, like You, be moved with compassion to do something about it, to stand with them, to pray for them, to share Your love with them.